Emmanuel deserves a bit of credit for coming up with the vision for doing really high-level anthology projects. And that experience of working with people like Alexander Payne and the Coen brothers and Gus Van Sant was in many ways the inspiration for doing Freakonomics, and Emmanuel deserves an immense amount of credit in that. And I love that experience on Pai Jatem, and I know the directors did as well. It was fun when we had our world premiere for that film at Cannes, and same experience we've had at Tribeca, and that is directors seeing the finished film for the first time as audiences saw it. It's a rare treat for them, and it's scary and exhilarating, but it was something I wanted to duplicate.
What did you learn from doing Pai Jatem that influenced what you were doing here in terms of the mixing and matching of directors and directing teams?
Yeah, and there's actually a divergence because we only have 4 segments compared to the 20 originally designed for Pai Jatem and the 18 in the finished version. It was a very different experience. These filmmakers had 20 minutes to explore a subject in far more depth than the 5 minutes that the filmmakers had in that project. So although the idea was very much inspired by PJT, the reality of what we created with Freakonomics turned out to be pretty different. Since it was a nonfiction work, it also gave us the opportunity to let each of the directors explore a very different filmmaking style. So with Morgan, obviously his segment is very polished, very crisp. He has actors playing the roles of real people. It's more scripted. Alex is more classic, gorgeous, lush, intelligent doc filmmaking, very much in the style of some of his more recent work. Heidi and Rachel got to go after the verite style that they've done so effectively before in Boys of Baraka and Jesus Camp. And Eugene Jarecki created a segment that I think is unlike anything we've seen in a major theatrical film. It's truly groundbreaking. So in that way, we were very different.
It's very different from Why We Fight. It's very different from his earlier work, too.
Exactly. There are through lines that are inspired by his interests and his take on the world where there are parallels. But in the visuals, they're extraordinarily different. And again, I think in that way, it's a very different project than the one I had in Pai Jatem. Pai Jatem, each of the filmmakers were all anchored to an arrondissement in Paris. And because it was all narrative, aside from one scene that used mimes, it just became a very different kind of film project.
Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about some of the people who were initially going to be doing things. Who are some of those?
Sure. Here are the filmmakers we were very close to working out a 5th or 6th segment with. And that was Laura Poitras, Jahan Nujaim, Spike Jones, Larry Charles, Patrick Creedon, and David Sauvage, who's never done a feature-length film, but did a short subject film that I executive produced with Davis Guggenheim that won, I think, 11 audience and jury awards for short subject documentary film. So at different stages, it was almost informal attachments. I think every person I named was at some point either on IMDb or in the press as being attached to the project, but for different reasons we couldn't make it work. For Spike Jones, Where the Wild Things Are just sprawled a little longer than I think any of us ever imagined. Larry Charles had some television commitments with Curb Your Enthusiasm that made it impossible for him to fit into his schedule. Frankly, with David and Pat Creedon, we would have used one or both of them, but we just opted to keep it at 4 full segments, and so that's why we went that direction.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
No, it's my pleasure.